This is Big Fat Marketing episode number 18. Today we're going to be interviewing Kath and Zoe from Reading Jets A to Z, and they're going to be sharing with you how they went from school teachers to being featured on iTunes as iTunes' best app simply following this process they're about to share with you.
Discover the most cutting-edge business and internet marketing strategies and how to generate more traffic, leads, and sales. This is Big Fat Marketing.
Big Fat Marketing is brought to you by Social Media Worldwide. Go to www.managemyposts.com to get your 7 days free trial, where you'll get your social media managed for you so you can focus on the things that matter most and make money for your business and let Social Media Worldwide drive the traffic. Go to www.managemyposts.com.
Hello and welcome once again to Big Fat Marketing. It's Raikkonen signing in here. Thanks for jumping on, and I really do appreciate you coming on Big Fat Marketing and listening to all these examples of real life business people tell their story, share their story with you, and hopefully we can motivate you. Hopefully we give you a bit of a drive and a bit of ambition to do something, and that's what we're going to be doing here today. Now today we have Kath and Zoe Watson. Now they are creators of the educational app Reading Jets A to Z. Now, let me ask you something. How do two primary school teachers go out there, create an app, and turn it into iTunes' top-selling app? Well, they're going to be explaining that to you today, but I believe strongly that it's all about filling in the marketplace, you know? They saw a need to be filled into the marketplace, and they went out there and they did it, and now they're reaping the rewards. Now, let's look at some other people that have filled in the marketplace. Let's take a look at Steve Jobs, for example. He filled in the market space by actually implementing the personal computer. Before the personal computer, the computer was only readily available for big corporate companies and wealthy people. And then what he did, he had the vision of actually sharing the personal computer with everyday people, everyone in the world, schools, and pretty much people like you and I. And that's what revolutionized the personal computer. And that's what we are using here today, the personal computer. We're conducting a business with the personal computer, so on and so forth. Who else do we have? We have Henry Ford. Henry Ford had the vision of creating a car for the everyday people as well. The automobile was before the Henry Ford. If you look at his history and look at his stories, the car was only available for the uber rich people, the super rich people like Rothschilds and Rockefellers. They were the people that actually had the automobile, and they didn't use it for just everyday use. They used it to show off. They used it to actually race around the racetrack. And what Henry Ford did, he allowed the everyday people to be able to use the automobile. And there are many success stories like this. And this is what Kath and Zoe did. They saw a need in the marketplace. They felt that kids were learning a lot faster. They were absorbing the information a lot quicker by using technology. And so they created this app, which is fantastic. It sells on iTunes. It's the top-selling app. If you go to iTunes and look up Reading Jets A to Z, you'll find that app there. And it sells all day, every day for $2.99. So without further ado, let me introduce to you Kath and Zoe Watson. So hello, Kath and Zoe, and welcome to Big Fat Marketing, and really do appreciate your time and jumping on. I know it was only a short amount of time, but you managed to actually make it through.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you on Big Fat Marketing. So why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and how you girls got started with creating this application, Reading Jets A to Z.
Okay, wonderful. So basically we're sisters, and we're both qualified and experienced primary school teachers. We both primarily taught the younger years in schools, which is the stage when children learn to read and write. Mm-hmm. And as teachers, we witnessed the frustration that children face, as well as their parents actually, when learning to read and write and the process involved in it. Because many of us as adults don't actually remember how we learned to read and write, it can be very frustrating. So we saw in our classrooms the positive impact technology had on children, in particular reluctant readers. And after some discussion, Kath and I wanted to help children to learn to read and write by making the learning process really enjoyable for them. And so we did come up with the concept of developing Reading Jets A to Z, and our goal was to make the app educational, of course, but motivating and fun at the same time.
Really cool, really cool. So that's it's very interesting how you say that, because a lot of people actually go ahead and start creating apps because they want to make money out of it. And that's the sole reason why they actually want to do that. But you girls are a little bit different, which I really truly respect and appreciate, because you girls went out there and tried to create, there was a need to actually to fill in in the marketplace, and you actually filled in that need by creating an app, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, and there was also, when we were looking through effective apps on the market, there were very few apps that actually had an Australian accent and the New South Wales Foundation font that's used in the schools across, will be used in the schools across Australia. Well, and so we really wanted to develop an app that featured the Australian accent and the New South Wales Foundation font to make sure that parents and teachers could be using it in the classrooms and also at home as a supportive resource.
Yeah, yeah. So instead of saying hello, children, you'd probably say hello, Cobber.
not quite.
Oh, okay, okay. Correct me. Tell me. Give me some ideas and understanding on how that come about.
But we also, our app also features an American accent as well, so children in the States can learn with the correct pronunciation too.
Yeah. Actually, the funny thing is I have my wife's cousin, and he actually is basically glued to the iPad.
Yeah.
Okay. And he goes on YouTube basically listening to all these alphabet songs and all that kind of stuff. And the thing is that they're in an American accent, and he has actually picked up the American accent just by listening to these YouTube clips.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. I've seen the same thing happen with so many children. And I guess that's why we really, as I said, wanted our app to feature an Australian accent, so children learn the correct pronunciation of the letters and sounds.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, that makes total sense, because, I mean, I've seen it at first hand. I've seen this kid grow up and he's glued to the iPad, and all he does is, when he speaks, he even speaks in an American accent. If you ask him what is this, it's a torch, you know what I mean? He'll say it's a flashlight.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. So, I mean, look, at the end of the day, do you think that's going to have a big impact on children, like if they were to speak in an American or Australian accent?
Oh, well, I think that with our app, I would assume that Australian children are choosing the Australian voiceover, and the American children are probably picking the American voiceover.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's great. I mean, it's a good pickup that you actually picked up on that. You certainly did your research. Good on you, girls. So how effective is Reading Jets A to Z? How effective is that app?
Well, being primary school teachers, we think our app is very effective. Our app is targeted at children 3 to 7 years who are learning to read and write. So for each letter of the alphabet, we have 3 educational games, and these games include letter tracing of the uppercase and lowercase letter, identifying sounds with objects, and there's also a memory game. So although there's 3 games, these games teach letter sound relationships, the correct pronunciation for each letter and sound. As I said, you can choose to learn with an American or Australian accent. It also teaches correct letter formation and the starting points.
Mm-hmm.
And it also teaches the words that start with each letter of the alphabet. And what we've also found is that because these games do take a little while, it really helps with their cognitive skills as well, especially with the memory game. And we believe that our app is really easy to use. We've put robots at the beginning where children can pick their robot, and then this robot guides them throughout the games and provides them with lots of motivation and feedback throughout, so they understand where they're going right and where they're going maybe a little bit wrong. Yeah, the robot is the teacher.
That's really cool. I mean, so they can become friends with the robot, really?
Yeah. And, you know, we don't even have rewards as such on our app. We wanted our robots to provide lots of motivation. So it's always good work, keep trying, congratulations, and children seem to just enjoy that intrinsic motivation rather than getting inspired by a sticker or a game at the end.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as primary school teachers, we know how children should be learning, so we've made the app as highly educational as possible.
That's really cool. That's really cool. And all right, so you're filling the need for the market. All right, now how much experience have you had in creating apps? I mean, have you had any, like, do you have any programming experience or do you have any development experience? I mean, what do you really need to do in order to create an app? I mean, some people might think it's really hard, right? I mean, do people come up to you and say, oh, look, how did you girls create an app? And I mean, you haven't got that experience.
That's right. So no, we had no experience. This is our first app. And so it was all very new to us when we started. And we have had some friends ask us about the process, but it's really individual for every person because we obviously wanted to create an educational app. So some apps are more technical than others and require more programming and coding, as you say. But no, we have a team that does that for us. We don't actually in the program. All the ideas behind it. But we've chosen all the colours and the background and the theme and the robots and every single idea that you see in our app is ours. No, we obviously had no idea about the programming.
Well, that's really cool. Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, sometimes I speak to a lot of people, a lot of internet marketers, and a lot of the times they think that being able to program is an actual disadvantage. So what you girls have done, you have outsourced, which is fantastic. I mean, that's the pretty much rule of thumb here when you're building a business. You always have to find outsources. And I'm not sure if you heard of Robert Kiyosaki, but he says, if you're the smartest person in your team, your business is in trouble. Have you heard of that quote before?
Well, we also knew that we were like professional teachers and that's our expertise, and not to try and pretend to have, you know, we didn't want to be a jack of all trades. We wanted to have just put our expertise where it needed to be, which is teaching children. And then our other team helped us to create the app, which was fantastic. We were so lucky to find them because they've been wonderful.
Yeah, focus on what you do best, right?
That's right.
Yeah, great, great. That's really cool. All right, so and who created Reading Jets for you? Reading Jets A to Z, sorry. Who created that for you? Did you outsource it to some other country or was it done locally?
No, so our app developers are based in Melbourne and they're called Per Square Media. They have a really hardworking, highly skilled and knowledgeable team. They have just been fantastic. So we definitely would recommend them and use them again.
Okay, cool. So so obviously there's going to be another app here soon, so I'll get to that in a little moment. Though.
Yeah, it might be in the working.
Oh, cool. Excellent. So, I mean, it's good to hear that you're always trying to advance and move on and do other projects. So it's not just stopping here. All right. So and how did you go about finding someone? Is it hard to find someone that does all these kind of things? So do you have to interview? Is there an interviewing process that you have to go through? Or it could be very confusing. I mean, like, I'm thinking to myself, if I were to start an app right now and find someone in Australia, I might be getting ripped off. How do I know I'm not getting ripped off?
Yeah, it's really tricky. We had to put a lot of research into finding the right developers, especially for us and what we wanted to do. They were really good at allowing us to speak to some of the people that they had already developed apps for who were really happy with their work. But we mainly used the internet and got referrals from people who had worked with them. And for us, we just wanted to use a team that had experience with children's apps so that they could understand our criteria and needs. And Per Square Media did that for us. They also have – some of the guys that work there have little kids who were able to sort of test our app as it went.
Yeah, that was really handy.
Oh, wow.
They were testing it as they were going on there.
And they would write back to us and say, oh, so my five-year-old had real trouble with this. And so we would edit that part to make it easier. So they were just so great. We just knew pretty much straight away that they were the people for us.
Yeah, yeah. So, guys, actually making sure when you're actually creating an app or doing anything on the internet, make sure you have proper people testing your work and you actually – so would you call that you had the children doing beta testing, correct?
Yeah, right, pretty much.
And also we were signing disclosure papers and things before when putting our ideas forward to different app companies. And I think that that's really important as well, to make sure that you're covering yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because people can copy your ideas and obviously steal your ideas. And so what was that non-disclosure? Do you have to go see a lawyer to do that, or is it basically something that is
We did actually run ours past a lawyer, just to check that what we were signing was, you know, obviously we've got no knowledge of these things as we haven't made an app before, and we couldn't meet the people face to face because, as we said, they're located in Melbourne. So we did actually get our lawyer to run through it for us, and he said, yep, it all sounds great. So we signed that, and that just means that they are not allowed to share our ideas. And even if we went to sort of another company to do our next app, they're not allowed to build upon our initial plan.
You girls are great.
Covered our bases.
Yeah, good. Excellent stuff. And if you were to give a message to anyone out there wanting to create an app, if they have an idea, they have a great idea, what kind of message would you give to them?
I think that we would just say, give it a go. You know, sometimes it can be expensive and it's definitely a risk like anything else, but once it's out there and it's on iTunes, it's really exciting because it's just something that you know, generates you some cash flow, and it can be an addition. And if you've got a great idea, then, you know,
that's where it starts.
That's right.
But I think something that's really important is that you know your target audience and that you know their needs. And probably that's why we felt so comfortable in creating Reading Jets A to Z, because we know children, we know how they learn, we know their needs, and our app was based upon that. So I think that that's very important.
Yeah, and finding your target market. That's something we teach. That's a step number one we actually teach before you get into business, is who is your target market. Mm. So that's a really cool advice there. So thanks for that. All right. So now, and once the application was done, you've actually had it going. You've actually beta tested it. You gave it to the 2-year-old kids to beta test your app. What was your marketing strategy once that was built?
Okay, so because we were very new to developing apps, obviously, it was a little bit of trial and error at first, I have to admit. Firstly, we wanted to get people to review our app. So we asked lots of bloggers and parent websites. And if you go onto iTunes, reviews are obviously really important. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people gave us great feedback, which was wonderful. Then we also advertised a lot through social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We obviously set up our website, Google AdWords campaigns, and Google Analytics. And then we sent out press releases across Australia and the USA, and we got a really wonderful response. Our story got picked up by local and major newspapers. We featured on 2GB Radio Life and Technology with Charlie Brown. We even got mentioned in Parliament House last month. People just started really picking up on our story. And in America, we also featured on Newswatch TV USA as part of their App Watch program that shows the latest and coolest apps on the market. And all of these things just helped make people more aware of our app and its educational importance. So I think people quite like the story as well, that Zoe and I are sisters and primary school teachers, and that we genuinely care about how children learn. And so many people were just wanting to write about us, which was lovely.
That's fantastic. And you girls have never done this before. You girls have never actually got any PR before or any media exposure before. And this is all new to you, right?
That's right.
Yep. Wow. And so they liked your angle. That's how you got the media exposure. Yeah. They liked your angle. I actually have coached a media person, and she basically says the first thing that you need to do is, what is your angle to pitch? And you girls had it naturally. Your sisters and your primary school teachers, and you're doing an educational app. So that's pretty much what got you up there, correct?
That's right.
correct.
Oh, wow. That's cool. So,
yeah.
And sometimes I teach these things to a lot of people, and some things I talk about is taking action, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are stuck in their same ways. And we run seminars all the time, and a lot of the same people keep coming up there and they say, I haven't done anything yet. You know, you guys are great. You've taught us some great stuff, but they haven't done anything. So you girls are just natural action takers. So if people can, so, I mean, people are going to learn from this a great deal. So
I think it helps when you have a good team. I mean, Zoe and I work well together, and being sisters, we usually know each other's thoughts even before we've even said them, and we just are always on the same page, and we're such hard workers. So I think that that's gotten us where we are.
I noticed when I said hello, you both responded at the same time, like you were twins, or I don't know, like you're reading each other's minds.
Yeah, we do have crazy, weird sort of moments where we suddenly find that we've said the same thing to each other at the exact same time.
Or thinking the same thing.
Yeah, great, awesome stuff. All right, so I mean, has your marketing strategy changed ever since, or is it still the same?
So we try and come up with new ideas and approaches every single day, because we can't always stick with the exact same strategy. But we do regularly update our social media campaign, and that's probably something that we really drive. So in ways it's changed, and in ways it hasn't.
Oh, well, what kind of social media strategies do you do for your business?
So we do Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, but Facebook we do the ad campaigns.
Oh, yeah.
So we found them really beneficial. We were able to get a lot of likes on our Facebook page, and just it sort of pops up, I suppose, when you're on Facebook. So it's just a sort of campaign that helps lots of different people see
what
we're offering. And then a lot of people click directly to our website as well, which is great.
Great. What's your Facebook page, by the way? Just tell it to the audience, if you don't mind.
It's
Reading Jets Phonics.
Reading Jets Phonics, that's right.
Reading Jets Phonics, okay. And
I wasn't sure who was going to answer.
Sorry, we were just deciding who was going to answer. It's www.facebook.com/ReadingJetsPhonics.
Okay, beautiful. Just so people know, if they want to go find you, they can always find you on Facebook as well. So, that's really cool. So you did Facebook ads, and there is a reason why you did Facebook ads, because they're pretty targeted. You can actually find your target audience quite easily.
Yes, that's right. We are able to put in who we would like to target.
Mm-hmm. Your demographics, their interests.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, and you can pretty much pinpoint, right? You can pretty much know who your audience is, how many children they have, how old, correct?
Yeah, it's actually quite interesting how Facebook knows so much about people.
It is.
Let's get into the conspiracy theory side of things, okay? All right, cool, excellent, girls. Now, what you did, you got inspired by you being teachers, and you found the need in the market. Now, and then you got some great media exposure, and it just all fell into place for you quite well. I mean, look, I'm a strong believer that if nothing is done, nothing will happen. You know, if you don't do anything, nothing will happen. You took the first step and made it happen. Now, can anyone build apps and make it happen?
Well, I think, as we said before, if you have a good idea, that's where it starts. And obviously knowing your target audience and their needs is really important as well. Marketing, as you know, is extremely important in making it successful. Otherwise, your app is just going to sit there on the app store and no one's going to find it. And that's what we found at first. We were getting a few downloads, and then we started realizing that we needed to put a lot more into marketing it and making sure people became aware of it, and that's how it became successful.
Okay, so iTunes does give you a few downloads, but nothing dramatic?
I think we're really happy with the downloads that we're getting at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously there's really good days, and then some days it's...
Yeah, it's mainly when we've been able to put the marketing into it that we see the response. People don't just stumble across it, because you get ranked on a chart, and if you're high up in the chart, when somebody goes into a category, for instance, children's education, and you're number 18, there's a high chance that they'll have a look at what you have to offer.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So, once you're on the charts, mm-hmm. it's quite easy to stay there. Once you slip off the charts, it's hard to get back on.
And you are a top-selling app. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, we've been high up on the
We're currently featured as best new education apps and best apps for the early years. We've also been in best apps for learning about concepts and print, which is obviously about the letter formation, the handwriting.
We've been on the charts for children's literacy, and they do different categories as well. So they do free, but unfortunately, if you have an app that's free on iTunes, then it has advertising, and most people won't let their children play an app that has that advertising in it because it allows you to click on other websites.
Yeah, it takes you to other worlds.
That's right.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because one day I actually was, you know that Torch app that's on your phone that used to be on the iPhones? Now the iPhone comes with the Torch. Thank goodness for that. But there was a Torch app on your iPhone. I downloaded it for free. And I accidentally pressed one of the ads, and next thing you know, my phone was getting charged an extra $30 a month, because I accidentally pressed the button, and that's what happened. They charged me more. And, yeah, so from now on, I don't actually take any apps on that have advertising on there. It just it put a fear into me.
Well, especially with
children
educational apps, a lot of people won't even review your app if there's any advertising of any sort.
Really?
So we don't allow our users to connect to social media or to any advertising whatsoever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's very interesting.
We could have done advertising probably to generate more money, but we didn't want to be viewed negatively.
Yeah, interesting. All right, that's really cool. Okay, now do you have any other plans to create more apps in a similar category or in the same category?
Yes, we absolutely do. We have been putting together a few ideas for our next app.
Yeah.
And been speaking with our app developers about it all, so I guess stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Obviously, you can't tell us what it is because, you know, people can copy it, right?
Well, that's right.
Can you give us a little hint?
Sure. So We're building upon what we've already done and with our literacy app. So it's along the same line of reading Jets A to Z, just a little bit more advanced.
Okay, cool. So I mean, obviously you're not going to go do an app that's totally different category because you've already built your reputation here. You've always you've got a bit of a head start, and now you can just pump out another app out there and start seeing the success story with that. So are you going to follow the same process with the media and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it seemed to work really well for us. We'll have to come up with probably new strategies as well to make it a bit different and a bit of a new story.
Mm.
But we've been happy with what we've been doing so far.
Great. All right. Awesome. Now, I've got another question for you that's probably a little bit off topic, but I would like to ask you, have you ever thought about teaching people how to build apps?
Well, we would love to in the sense that we've learned so much throughout this process. Zoe and I obviously started off knowing very little about how to build apps, and we have gained a wealth of knowledge. And as Zoe said before, people often ask us a lot of questions. But and I guess that's because the app development world and the app world is very unknown and quite scary to a lot of people. Mm. People tend to be really curious about how we actually went about developing an app. So we would like to share our ideas, but at the moment it usually just happens in a quite casual conversation.
Yeah.
It's actually become part of our Kath said wealth of knowledge, but it's actually become part of the goodwill of our business that we have so much knowledge and we can help other people to start up their own businesses. And not so much, we haven't done it with apps so far, but definitely social media. We've helped people to set up their social media.
Oh, wow. Campaigns. Yeah. Wow, really, really cool. I mean, I've noticed, I mean, we're in the educational business and a lot of people make more money actually sharing the knowledge of how they've succeeded as opposed to actually continuing doing what they are doing. But I don't know, your case might be a little bit different, but I'm just telling you that's from my experience and from the people that we've been teaching. They've been making more money sharing their knowledge and expertise with other people via things like seminars, webinars, and doing other internet marketing. So I just thought I'd drop that line to you just to maybe you can – use it, take it, and do what you want with it later on. It's up to you.
Yeah, great.
All right. So, if people want to know more about where they can find you, where could they go?
So, they could go onto our website, which is www.readingjets.com.au. So, that's our main website that leads to the app, the information about the phonics program or the alphabet program. And you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So our website offers the memberships to our printable alphabet program. So like I said, it's really our main place where you can learn, you can find where to contact us, ask us any questions, you can download our app and teach your children to learn to read and write in your own home.
Wow, that's really cool. And if they want to buy your app, they can just go to the iTunes, correct? They can go to the App Store?
That's right.
Yeah, it's available on iTunes for $2.99.
Mm-hmm.
And as we said, it currently features in a few categories at the moment, which is great. And then through the website, people can sign up for a membership to our alphabet program.
Okay, great. And is it available on Android devices or is it just available on Apple at the moment?
Yeah, just all iOS devices.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Kath and Zoe, you have been fantastic. And now, guys, if you ever want to actually, if you have an idea for an app, it doesn't cost you much money to get started. Just to put your idea out there and just start doing it and start giving it a go. You know, giving it a go like what these girls did. Okay, and they got some media exposure, so they actually found a need. If you got a need to fill in a marketplace, then there's a great way of doing it by creating apps. And it's never been easier. Build your team. I mean, find your team. I mean, who is your team? Who's going to be creating the app for you, and who's going to help you market the app as well. So guys, take from what Kath and Zoe have experienced and start applying it. Okay, Kath and Zoe, you have been fantastic, and thank you very much for taking the time and jumping on Big Fat Marketing, and we'll speak to you soon. I'll hope to have you on the show again once you create the new app.
Great. Thank you so much for having us.
No problem. You girls take care.